Switzerland. Finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window and off my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
Thank you for tuning in to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FMW. 91.5 FMW MFM Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That's right. It's here. It's clear. We are getting this in. We are connected to what is called Sunday Service, something that I created. Sunday Service is a place where we celebrate Roots American music. Not only do we celebrate Roots American music, we connect with spirit because this is our version of church. This is our version of getting right with the Lord. This is our version of can I get a hallelujah? Amen. Hello, devil gonna get a black eye today. You ever see Great Balls of Fire? The story about Jerry Lee Lewis. Just letting you know, I pretty much think that movie is banned because I had to literally go above and beyond to get that DVD mailed to me. It's like you can't live stream it. You can't find it anywhere. Anyway, because we know how scandalous Jerry Lee Lewis was. But anyways, in the scene, Eric Baldwin. He gives Eric Baldwin is his brother, and he's a preacher, and he gives him a car, and you know it was funny. He was just like, "Thank you, Jesus," and he's like, "Don't thank Jesus, thank Jerry Lee." And then Alec Baldwin's preaching, he's like, "Devil gonna get a black eye today." It's a good movie. It's good. It's good. See it if you can. Anyways, we're gonna get right into it. Do you like, by any chance, The Wizard of Oz? Because I can't feel anything that's more Roots American than playing music from The Wizard of Oz. I can't think of anything that's more paranormal playground sound Sunday service than music from The Wizard of Oz. Like, I really do think about that. When I think about Sunday service, I think about Dorothy. I think about the Yellow Brick Road. I think about all those, you know, Tin Man, Lion, you know, Scarecrow. It's such a wonderful story. But I always relate it back to the analogy of, you know, her ruby red slippers. It's like spirituality. It's like when we're trying to discover our higher selves and we're trying to connect with our higher selves, it's like, it's always like this thing where we're searching and looking, but it's really, it's always been in us. It's just remembering. And it's just when you're ready to finally connect with it is when it's going to be rediscovered. So it's kind of like when Dorothy, she had to go on her mission. She couldn't understand that home was already with her ruby slippers. She was already home. So whatever she was searching for, it was already with her. So I always use that analogy when we are searching for things in terms of our spiritual selves, and we're being seekers of wisdom, and that it's already within you. You already know the answer. You just have to remember. I hope you like that. Anyways, let's get into it. I love the Scarecrow song, If I Only Had a Brain. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I mean, I know they all sound like, if I only had a brain, if I only had a hat, if I only had the knife. You know, all of it. It's good. So let's get into it right now on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Please stay tuned at 2:20 because we are going to have our inspirational speaking. Yes, that's right. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to praise the Lord. Praise it. Right. And we're praising the Lord. Right. Amen. Woo!
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. In my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching, if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I tell you why, the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nuffin', my head all full of stuffin', my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
gosh, it would be awful pleasing to reason out the reason for things I can't explain. Then perhaps I'll deserve you and be even worthy of you if I only had a brain.
Darling, I have
wanted you so long,
wishing you would
be mine all alone.
You need my love. Many years.
Oh, just living a life of peace. Just living a life of peace.
Oh, darling, your love is all I live for. No one, no one else can ever rule my heart. Yes, you're the one for me. This I know. So please, what is this that's keeping us apart? Darling, my love.
Oh, belongs to you.
If you don't love me,
oh, what am I to do?
Please come to me.
Oh, and tell me I can't lose you. And tell me I can't lose you.
Slow, where have you found ya? But I'm never there. to outer space, class.
Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
On? I'm stuck!
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Hello, listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. So, it's that time right now. Are you okay with the heartbeats? Because this has some hat beats going on. It has some hat beats going on in the meditation. hat beats. Are you cool with it? I think I'm feeling the vibratories. I'm feeling it. I got a regret right now. I'm feeling it. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not.
Face will short this time. Smile fades in the summer.
Wow. Okay, gather long, everybody. Gather long around the microphone. Gather long around the speaker because we are doing Sunday servitude. We are doing Sunday service. It is right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. You know the deal. And we are doing the infinite channeling right here. Oh, breathe in that air. Breathe in that air. Where are we right here? Breathe it in. You can feel the heartbeat. I hope that heartbeat reminds you of being alive. Before I start my Sunday service rant, I have to tell you, I was out and about with a Freemason only about an hour ago, having lunch at the Donut Villa. And I want to share with you just a short story of what was going on there. So not only did I have a donut with a burger inside of it, my very first donut cheeseburger, there was a bunch of bees, a bunch of honeybees. No, a bunch of bees. There weren't honeybees, there were actual bees, you know, just buzzing around us. And they were buzzing around and they were a threat because my Freemason companion is allergic to bees. And I told him that I would protect him from the bees. So we don't need really protection from bees because we actually need bees to live. So we need to protect the bees. You know, I have to tell you, honestly, I did not do a great job of protecting the bees. I was more trying to protect my Freemason companion. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Every time I start getting up and dancing when we were outside, those bees would go away. They'd go right away. You see, those bees, they didn't bother us anymore. And we could eat our lunch. And I said, see, I told you I'd protect you. But when I started dancing and listening to that music in my head and didn't mind who was around looking, mind who cared, I was in bliss. Those bees were there to bring us bliss. Those bees were not there to harm or threaten us or threaten my Freemason buddy friend. They didn't come here to sting him. They came to remind us to live. That's right. They came to remind us to live. And in that moment, I said, oh, these bees don't like my dance, and I'm going to dance. They went right away. It wasn't that the bees didn't like my dance, and the bees were getting out of the way so I could dance. You see, when we look at life differently, when we understand life in a different way and we can see all angles of the perspective of everything, and we don't just see it in a linear 3D one way that we've always known to look at life, look at how much more expansive you become. Look at how much more aware, look at how much more delightful life begins to be when you can have something else to offer in independent thought, when you have something else to offer in expanding your consciousness and getting outside of the box. But that intuition and connection with life is going to bring you there. That connection you have with things, animals, people, that's going to get you there. It's always going to get you there. It's always going to get you free. Your intuition is your freedom. Woo! Can I get an amen? Your intuition is your freedom. And as we come across these interesting times, these political times, we move away from the heaviness of politics and this and that and all black and white. We come together in unity as human beings. And remember, we have no labels and we have no colors. We have no race. We have no age. All these things are figments of our imagination in terms of a human species. We have a man and woman gonna make a child. That child gonna come out, gonna do it all over again. You see? Over and over and over, and reproduce and procreate and just as the plants do. Photosynthesis. I think I said that right. Just as this beautiful earth and the beautiful animals and the beautiful everything reproducing in creativity. We're going to move away from what we think we know, and we're going to move in to the awareness of intuition. That is freedom. What is freedom? What does it look like? What does it feel like? How can I become more myself? These are the questions that we are here to ask ourselves. These are the questions that we are here to ask during this time. If we could look into our country and wish for something, why not wish for a spiritual solution? Why not wish for a solution that involves everyone, that everyone can follow? Why not go with directions and a path and a treasure chest and a fun, loving vibration that everyone can relate to? Everyone speaks the language of love. Why not have our energy towards this country be bursting with love? No matter what. I think true insanity is the judging and scolding and hating and just not liking people because of what they believe. So if we're such kind, empathetic human beings that accepts one another, if we accept each other for whatever religion, whatever race, whatever it is, Why do we hate other people for their political views or who they're supporting? Why? It's the same thing. It makes no sense. Let's get rid of that. It's a fugazi. I'm not gonna sit here and talk to you about politics. I'm gonna sit here and talk to you about your spirit. I'm gonna sit here and talk to you about your soul. How you doing? How is your soul? How is your beautiful life doing? What makes you smile and what makes you happy? What was it about today that was your favorite thing that ever happened? What was your favorite thing that happened today? What gets you going? What gets your energy lifted? What makes you feel joy in the moments where you want to escape? Because we are free already. We are free already. We are free already. You have to remember that. Well, we're already free. The concept of freedom is already within the heart. In the ruby red slippers of Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, and she was already home. Oh, you are already free! You are already free as we come into this. We come into complete contact with this freedom right here and right now, right here and right now, on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And let me tell you something. You are the God, excellence of source and uniqueness. Coming here, right here, right now, in this moment, and connecting with the higher source and the higher plane that is here in love, light, and the brilliance of solitude that comes together in unity. That brilliance of solitude is going to bring you everywhere, it's going to bring you places, and that intuition is an expansion of freedom right here and right now. And imagine that. Imagine that heartbeat. You see, we get the sounds of the heartbeat, it's going boom, boom, boom. That heartbeat is the same beats to the shamanic drumming that heals. See, beats, 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 beats. All of it is congruent with healing. Why do you think I love making beats? It is the relative of the heart. It is the relative of the shamanic drumming. It is the relative of the medicine healing. Beats are the medicine healing. Let's connect with each other right now and right here. Let the absolute expansion live right here in this moment. Feeling the love of God, feeling the love of the energy that is complete. We are here. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. You are so loved. I love you so much. God is good. God is good to you, and you are good to God because you are God. And we understand that pleasantly combined energy that comes into this space and comes into everything that is here right now and right in the heavens of God. And you're here right now, and look at this phenomenon, this miracle. This is a miracle of life. The miracle of life is that you are here, and the miracle of life is that you're breathing. How could this be so? How could this be something? Oh, look at those heartbeats. Look at those heartbeats. Look at that. Look at that. And you can feel it. You can feel it so heavenly, divine within. You can feel all the magic that is happening within you. And you're growing and you're glowing. You see, you're glowing and you're growing within these heartbeats. And these realms. And these spaces where you can understand a language. It's a universal language. A universal language of love. We can all understand this, so why not use it? Why not use it? Why not talk it to the highest degree of intelligence? You see, using love is the highest form and the highest degree of intelligence. So when we're communicating love, we're communicating miracles. That's right. When we're communicating love, we're communicating miracles. And as we're communicating miracles, we are communicating creation, and it's there. Woo! It's like that George Harrison song. The 33 and a half album. And creation comes to you now. And creation stands at your feet. You hear my feelings calling you. You know, dear one, I love you. And creation comes to you. And creation stands at your feet. You hear my feelings calling you, dear one, I love you. Oh my gosh, so good. I should play that after. Like, no joke. That is the ultimate. It is the ultimate. And you're here and you are the ultimate. You are the ultimate right here. in this beautiful space and time. Love, light, and joy that comes in. It is capturing you right here, right now, in this moment. Welcome to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Welcome to What Is You, and welcome to Sunday Service. This is Sunday Service, right here and right now. Thank you so much for the spiritual talks of freedom. And remember, intuition is freedom. Woo! So I actually have a Sunday Service song that I created, and I'm actually working on it right now. It's a beat. It's a Sunday Service song. It's dope. It's dope. It's so dope. I can't wait to perform it on Sunday Service. Oh, life is so good. Life is life is good. It's a good life. So, you know, times are changing. Everything is good, and you're healing. You're healing whatever it is that you ask for to heal from. Whatever it is that you need, physical, emotional, spiritual, mental. It's here for you right now, and this is your message. This is your message that it's here for you right now.
stopping to today. Through the beach of clover, we're almost stuck in the silver on this ever-golden Wednesday. Put on your old gray button, put the ribbon on it. We'll hit your diamond duty shade. Through the fields of clover, we'll all go up to Dover on this ever-golden Wednesday. Yeah, take it to the
you.
Dip do this thing to beware. The dip do will get in your hair. And if you get you couldn't be worse. Watch your safe come out in the verse. Like you love I and me love you. That's the way dip do works. The dip do is easy to find. It's almost always in the back of your mind. You never do it before it's too late. Then you're in such a terrible state. Like the moon jumped over the cow head. That's the way dip do works. Now when you think you're crazy, you the big bug dip say doodle. But it's not your mind, it's hazy. It's your tongue, it's fault not to doodle. Don't you hear me? Better listen and try to be good. Try and do all the things you should. Dip to doodle, dip someday. You think you're crazy, the things you say. Like a rhythm got I and high am I. That's the way to dip to doodle, well. Dip to doodle, dip to thing to beware. The dip to doodle will get in your hair. And if you get you, it couldn't be worse. But what you say will come about in reverse. Like you love, but I and me love you. That's the way dip to doodle, well. The dip to doodle is easy to find. It's almost always in the back of your mind. You never know it before it's too late. And then you're in such a terrible state. Like the moon jumped over the cow head. That's the way the dip doodle work. Now when you think you look cool, you the big mug dip say doodle. But it's not your mind that's cuckoo. It's your tongue, it's false not your doodle. Don't you hear me? Better listen, try to be good. Try to do all the things you should. The dip doodle will get you someday. You think you're crazy, the things you say. Like a rhythm got I and hard am I. That's the way the dip doodle work.
Thank you so much for joining the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO. We're pretty much out skis. I mean, you know, maybe one or two songs. I mean, I'm definitely going to put in some Kings of Nothing. That's for sure. That needs to be happening. Thank you so much for joining me in the Supernatural Americana. Thank you so much for speaking the word, inspirational speaking, understanding intuition is freedom. Be make sure. I just said be make sure. Make sure to join me this Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. regular time slot for your daily, for your weekly supernatural fix. It's just, it's bonkers. It's bananas. I don't even know what's going to happen on this show. I mean, next show, so many supernatural things have been going on where it's just been beautiful. So you're beautiful. So I hope to see you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for chiming in with your soul and checking in with your soul. This is very important that we do this every, as much as we can and connect. There's nothing like connecting. And remember, dancing, the story of the bees and how they came to not be a threat, but they came to help us dance. I hope you enjoyed that story. I really do. I liked it. I love that that happened today. So thank you so much for tuning in. All this beautiful Roots American music. Oh, this beautiful music we must cherish. We must cherish all of it. All the music that comes from America. Celebrating this beautiful country together in unity. And that's what I'm about. I'm about being unified as a country. We're about being free. Being a unit. Being able to have, feel, do, think, whatever that is that we want to do. That's what it's all about, and sharing it together. That's the dream, isn't it? But isn't that what your body temple does? It's kind of like America. Your body temple is kind of like striving. No, America's kind of striving to be like your body temple. You have all these different individual organisms working for the greater good. For you, your body, you have all these different organisms. They're all unique. All these different organisms in your body, they're all unique. They're all fascinating. They're all individuals. But guess where they all come from? This one place of God, that one place of you to make you happen. Look at that recycled phenomenon that's going on. So just think of that. This America is striving to be like your body temple. Isn't that beautiful? How beautiful. So anyways, I love you so much. Ich lebe dich. And I will see you next time. Mwah! Have a beautiful week and have a beautiful Sunday. Here's some Kings of Nothings for you to uplift your spirits.
Take a sentiment that's real. Take the way you really feel. Find a safe place to hide it. You find out the irony and didn't fight it.
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under my window.
Used to be one of the right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.